Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So the jury is set, if you missed that news yesterday, for the Karen Reed trial. And, you know, the whole process of being a juror, first of all, I think it's an honor and a privilege to get picked, you know, that you get to do it, that we get to be a part of this system. But then you get back in that room, Kennedy, and you're in there with a group of people from all different walks of life.
I can tell you right here, right now, I would probably not be very liked in a jury room. I don't know if you know this, but I have opinions, and I'm a little loud.
Never noticed that
and
about
And I don't
you.
Suffer fools.
I would describe you as demure.
Mindful.
Randy's from Rockland, served on a murder trial and a wrongful death suit. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. I realize I've become this person that calls Carson and Kennedy. I called you guys about the Ducks basketball. And then I hooked you up with Johnny Damon a while back. So
you
now
can call
I
us
call
anytime.
You should have the hotline number. Yeah. You are family. Was there any drama when you were on this jury in the back room?
Yes.
Oh,
so
give it to me.
The first one was 30 years ago when I was going back to college, and I was like 24. And my husband said, I'm like, I have jury duty the day before school starts college. And he's like, just go. They'll let you go. So I went. And there I was with like 100 people, and I was juror number 8, and I was there for 2 weeks. And I was going to kill him, so I went to Dedham District Court every day for 2 weeks to miss my first 2 weeks of going back to college. And it was a wrongful death against the hospital, and it was a family, whatever. And it was really sad. The judge was falling asleep, and because it was so boring, the jurors were falling asleep. It's so traumatic. I'm like, I never want to do that again. And then flash forward like 20 years later, so maybe about 10 years ago, I got called again. And I'm like, oh, man, I want to change it. So I went to Brockton, and then I was juror number 12 in the murder of a witness to another murder in
Wow.
Brockton. And that was, he walked out of his girlfriend's house, one of his girlfriend's house, and was shot like 7 times. And there was like 99 things of evidence, and the only like one. But anyway, so you're in this jury room with these people, and they tell you these stories, and the defense attorney stood up in the beginning and said, I'll never forget this. He probably did it, but you have to find him not guilty if there's reasonable doubt. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. So that was kind of the instructions. And then you get in this jury room, like Kennedy said, I'm loud, louder than you, and more opinionated than you.
Not possible.
And probably meaner, because you're really nice. I try to be nice, and I try to do good things to outweigh the bad. But you get in this jury room, and you realize that, you have, like, an 18-year-old kid who hasn't lived life to, like, disgruntled people making stuff up to get off the jury. If you don't have a story, they will create a story. So the jury was like, well, this probably happened, and that's because if you don't know the reality, sometimes you create a reality, and wow. they just have this big story, and I ended up, I don't even know if I'm, they didn't say
No, don't say it. Anything, don't say it. Don't say. I don't want you to say it if you don't think you should say it.
All right.
I don't want this case to be brought back up because of us talking about
that
it.
That is wild. What a wild ride. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Randy. She might be right. She might be a lot of it.
Maybe.
Beth is from New Hampshire, served on a high-profile murder case that was actually on national television. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was a murder, two, abuse of a corpse, witness intimidation, a couple other charges, and this was for a child.
Oh.
Court TV picked it up. You couldn't pick up a pizza without it being, you know, on the screen at a pizza place, so it was super hard. 3.5 to 4 week trial to avoid all kinds of media during that
time. So you
time,
weren't sequestered?
No, we were not, thank God, because I have 3 kids at home, and right. that wouldn't have worked out very well for
Right.
And was there drama in the back room?
So we couldn't, I called him the babysitter. His name was Steve. I don't know if he was a sheriff or a court clerk or what his actual position was, but he actually stayed in the jury room with us every moment that we were in there. You couldn't even talk about the socks the prosecutor was wearing. We weren't allowed to take notes. We couldn't discuss the case at all till deliberation. And at that point, I think we were all kind of in agreement. There was one guy who was hung up on some verbiage because every burden of proof has to be met. If it's murder two, X, Y, Z has
right,
to be
right,
met.
Right.
And he was kind of hung up on the language of it, which we asked for clarification later on in the trial. The foreman sent a note to the judge, and they kind of outlined it a little better for him to understand. But it did scare me the first night because we didn't come to an agreement right away. Deliberations lasted 2 days for us. And I was like, I was just praying that night. I was like, help us find a way to, you know, better converse this to the one guy that was kind of hung up on the verbiage so he can understand that, you know, we all need to be in agreement and need to move forward with.
And did they find them guilty?
Guilty on all counts. Yeah. Wow. He's probably never going to see the light of day.
What is that like, making, like being part of a decision like that locks somebody up for life?
So that's super hard, but I will say he was already convicted on previous charges prior to this trial, where he would have already been in prison for 60-plus years. So that didn't, you know, obviously, it's not in New Hampshire where there's like a murder trial, but you're sending someone away for the rest of their life. There's always a chance for redemption with anybody, but it didn't sit as guiltily with me because I knew he was already going to be there for something else anyway. And it was beyond a reasonable doubt in my eyes.
He sounds like a real swell fella.
Right. Wow. Well,
thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. She would have been great in there with the jury with you, Kennedy. She was keeping it pushing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.